Blog Talk Radio.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the one with all my joy. He fills me with his love. Now I don't know what he is to you, but to me, he's my own and all. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amen. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has set us free. And the Bible said, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. How many know that they're free in God this morning? Amen. I know God, amen, is good. I know God, amen. You know, he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. And you know, we are people, amen, of God. Amen. And we love him. Amen. And you know, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we'd be. Amen. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God, who's always causing us to triumph. You know, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, amen, we don't know where we'd be. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. You know, we ought to just give God the thanks this morning. We ought to just give him the praise. Amen. Because he's worthy. Amen. Those, amen, that tuned in this morning, amen, we're going to be coming from a familiar passage this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, a real familiar passage, amen. From the book of St. Luke, amen. And we're going to be coming from, amen, the 11th chapter of St. Luke. The 11th chapter of St. Luke. To God be the glory. And we're coming from the 14th verse. It says, and when he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. And so it was, when the demon had gone out, that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. Now, the mute demon was a demon that could not talk. And so what it was, that Jesus had cast out the mute demon. That means it was a person that could not talk. 15th verse. But some of them said, he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. Beelzebub was another name for the devil. They were saying he was casting out devils for the devil. Amen. Look at the 16th verse. Others tested him and sought from him a sign from heaven. Other people start testing Jesus. They want a sign from heaven. That's the way it is now. People really want to know that it's God. But the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you are a believer, the signs follow you. You don't have to follow signs. Amen. Because of God's, his signs and his wonders will be evident in your life. Amen. He will use you to work the miracle. Amen. Through. Amen. He'll use you to work the signs and the wonders. A lot of times people, you know, they go running after, you know, miracle signs and wonders. Amen. And that's why he said in the Bible, he said, if they go, say, go over there, don't go. He said, if they say go down there, don't go. Amen. The Christ is over there. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're running after the signs when the signs follow the believer. You are the one that believes in God. You're the one that gave your life to Christ. Then those signs are supposed to be evident in your life. Those are supposed to be fruits that God used in your life to people to see that God is real. Amen. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in, we're in Luke. With the 11th chapter, we're now at the 17th verse. It says, but he, knowing that their thoughts said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. He was saying, you see, Jesus already knew what they were thinking. He already knew that their thoughts was evil, amen. Their thoughts wasn't right, amen. So you know what? He was telling me, he said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. That means it's alone. It's by itself. Ain't nothing there. But then he said, a house divided against a house falls. That means that he was saying, if I'm the devil, why am I going to go against my own self? Why would I try, amen, to build somebody else's thing stronger, and that's my, you know, and I'm the one, the devil, but I'm trying to help somebody else. Amen. Glory be to God. See, the devil don't want you to be free, because the Bible said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. Glory be to God. And see, the devil, he's the one, he wants to have you in bondage. He's the one, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy, seeking whom he may devour. But God said, I come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. God is the life giver. He's the law giver, amen, of our life, amen, so that we can live, amen, a life of immortality, so that we can be free, amen, glory be to God. But I said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in with St. Luke, we're now at the 18th verse. 11th chapter, 18th verse. If Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And so Jesus would say, well, how, if you say that, you know, that Satan, amen, you know, I'm casting out demons and stuff, why, amen, is it with the house stand? You know what I'm saying? He said, if it's divided against himself, his kingdom won't be able to stand. And that's true. If a kingdom go against its own kingdom, it's not going to stand. It won't be strong. It'll be weakened. So he was telling them, if I am the devil, amen, if I'm casting out demons out of people and I'm the devil, why, amen, would I be going against my own self, my own will? Amen. Glory be to God. Don't just tune in to the 11th chapter of Luke. 19 verse. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. Did you hear that? He said, if you say I'm casting out demons by Beelzebub, then who is your sons casting demons out by? He said, they're going to end up being your judges. They weren't going to end up judging you. Amen. The same ones that you saying is the devil. Amen. That's casting out a devil. Saying you're a devil, they say you're casting out devils. He said, they weren't going to be your judges. Amen. He said, who they casting them out? This is, you say, I'm casting it out by the devil. Who has your son been casting it out by? Those just tuned in, St. Luke 11 chapter. We're now at the 20th verse. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Oh, yes. He said, if I cast out demons with the finger of God, he let them know the kingdom of God has come upon them. He has come to you. Amen. And see, a lot of people don't understand that, amen. See, God wants his people free, amen. He don't want you tangled up in bondage. You know, he told us, he told us, don't go back in that which he set you free from. Don't be entangled in the yoke of bondage where he has set you free from. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those that's just tuned in, Luke 11 chapter, we're now at the 21st verse. When a strong man is fully armed, he guards his own palace. His goods are in peace. He let them know when a strong man, that means when you're strong, amen, whatever the strong man is in your life, amen, whether it be God, amen, whether it be the enemy, amen, he's going to guard his palace, amen.
or he gonna guard his place, whatever it is, or his, and he gonna make sure his goods is all right. He gonna make sure they safe. And so God was letting them know, if I was the devil, why in the world would I sit up there and let a man come against my own self and bring out my own goods? My own goods ain't in peace. My own goods ain't in place with me, and help somebody else. Why would I want to make another kingdom stronger than me? That's what he was saying. Or why would I help somebody else and go against my own self? All right, 11th chapter, 22nd verse. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. You know, he was letting us know, amen, that, you know, when somebody is stronger than whatever the guard is that stand there and overtakes them, you know how, like, when people come in and they go and they overtake a place, you know, they come and that place be certain people there, but then somebody stronger comes and overtakes that place, amen. He was letting them know that they take their armor and everything that they have in the spoils. They divide against each other. But what God, that's why he told us, he said, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that's the reason why God told us to put on that armor. Your armor is supposed to be the what? Helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girded about with truth, amen. You're supposed to have the shield of faith, amen. You're supposed to also have the sword, which is the word of God, and you're supposed to always, your priest supposed to be in a preparation of God. That means it's supposed to be shod with the preparation of God. God is supposed to be guiding you. Remember, the steps of a good man is ordered by God, amen. And that's why God was telling us that, you know, in order to stand against the schemes, the tricks, and the trades of the enemy, we got to put on everything of God. Amen. You just can't say you're saved and not be real. That means you don't have the truth in you. You're lying, because that's part of the devil. That makes you a hypocrite. Amen. That makes the devil come in on your spoils. That means he can start coming overtaking you, because why? Your loins is not girded with truth. You, that means that the enemy can come in, amen, and he can overshadow you, and he can take that, amen, which you have, amen. Glory be to God. And so that's why God told us to put on the whole armor. You can't just put certain things on, or that means there's certain things you can't, you want to believe in God, and certain things you don't, amen. Because why? If you don't do, the enemy has a chance to get in. He comes in and then divides the spoils. That means he gets the goods. He's going to get your peace, your joy, your love, your happiness. Amen. Everything, amen, that's good, amen, that God gives you, amen. That's what the devil wants, amen. He wants your very life, amen. Because Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He wants to give you an afterlife, amen, a life of immortality, amen, a life where you ain't got to cry no more. You ain't got to die no more. You ain't got to be sick no more. There's no more sorrows. There's no more pains. There's no more trials, no more tribulations, no more temptations, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in with Luke 11th chapter. And now with the 23rd verse. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. Amen. God says, you ain't with him, you're against him. You know what? You're a friend of the world. You're an enemy of God. That's the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, you know, he who does not gather with me, he scatters. That means if you ain't gathering people to him, you're scattering people from him. Amen. Glory be to God. And a lot of times we, and say we Christians, we do scatter people from God. Amen. We get up in front of people and say that we Christians, but then we cuss, we drink, we start acting like they act when we're around them. No, we're supposed to be what? Different. Amen. You don't act better than them, but you're different from them. Amen. You're in this world, but you're not of it. Amen. Glory be to God. That means you're a peculiar people. The Bible said, don't you know somebody that's peculiar? They don't understand you. Amen. Glory be to God. That means you don't act like they act. You don't talk like they talk. You don't do the things that they do. Amen. So God said that we are peculiar people. Amen. And you know, when you're peculiar, that means people can't figure you out. They don't understand you. They might think that you're weird. They might think something wrong with you. Amen. Glory be to God. But that's the way God people is. Amen. They are holy people. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that just tuned in, 11th chapter, St. Luke, we're now at the 24th verse. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, finding none. He says, I will return to my house from which I came. 25th verse. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Okay, once God means, that means he delivers you. I mean, whatever's in you that's not of God, if you're drinking, smoking, gambling, lying, whatever it is that you're doing, amen, that is not fit in with God, amen, that is not righteous, amen, glory be to God. The things, amen, that separates us from God, that means if when we go, he say he comes and he finds it and he puts it in order. That means God be then called out that spirit. He be delivered us from that spirit, amen, that's keeping us in bondage, that's keeping us away from doing what's right with God. And he said that that spirit, when it's cast out, it try to go back in you. Oh, yes. Anytime that you get delivered from whatever, I don't care if it's drugging, the devil going to try to come back in there. But when he come back in there, he going to find out that the house done been swept clean, that it's in order. That means God done put everything in order. You done got yourself together. Amen. Glory be to God. There's no more drugging in you, drinking, whatever you're doing. Amen. So the devil can't come back in there. But he's going to come back stronger. Amen. Glory be to God. He's going to bring some more seven and more wicked and wiser than what he is. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at the 26th verse, 11th chapter of Luke. Now we're at the 26th verse. It says, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. That means when that devil come back, after you have been delivered from whatever God then delivered you from, he's going to bring seven more wicked and wiser than what he is. That means stronger and more powerful than what he is. And then God let us know, amen, that if he gets back in there and you let that enemy back in there, amen, that the last state that you was in is going to be worse than the state you was in before. That means you're going to be worse. You're going to be doing stuff that you wasn't doing before. You're going to be acting like worse than where you was acting before. Amen. That's why you cannot play with God. Amen. The Bible says you put your hand to the plow and look back, you ain't fitting for the kingdom of heaven. Putting your hands to God's business and then just throwing in the towel because certain things that you don't like, you don't like what the preacher said, you don't think that's true, you don't think that's right. That's why you got to follow the Bible, read it for yourself, and then you better make sure you have the Holy Spirit because he said, lean not to your own understanding. Your ways ain't my ways. Your thoughts is not my thoughts. God said, I can do anything above and abundantly that you even ask or think. And see, a lot of times, the reason why people don't understand the word of God is because they don't have the Holy Spirit. In order to understand the Holy Spirit, God's word, you got to have the Holy Spirit. That means God's Spirit. Amen. Because if you ain't got the Spirit of God, you're going to lean to your own spirit, your own ways. You're going to lean to your own understanding. That's the reason why the Bible says that we're supposed to have the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. A lot of times people, they want to have the ghost, but they want to lead the holy. Oh, you got to live holy in order for God to come and be in your life. Because let me tell you something, he don't dwell in an unclean temple. He's not going to come in you and you live in any old kind of way in your temple. Amen. Because let me tell you something. God said, him that defiles the temple, him shall God destroy. When you start defiling the temple of God, he said, he's going to destroy. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's scripture based. Amen. God is a good God, but he let us know, amen, there is, amen, the results in the things that we do. There's consequences when you do something in this temple. It's like when they tell you when you smoke. But the Bible, you know, we don't see that in the Bible about no smoking. But it tells you on that cigarette pack that it may cause cancer. Amen. Those are the consequences when you smoke. Amen. Glory be to God. See, we don't look at the consequences. Amen. We just look at what you know, it's going in my body. This is what I want. This is what makes me feel good. This is what I'm fiending for. This is what I like. Amen. But let me tell you something. Everything that you like is not good for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And see, we want things, amen, that's going to pleasure us. We love is a pleasure more than lovers of God. Amen. That's what the Bible says, that we love the creature more than we love the creator. And we do. We love things that the world make more than we love things of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's the reason why we have to be real careful, amen, about the things of this world, amen, because this is what separates us from God, amen. When we start loving things of the world more than we love the things of God, amen, glory be to God. And see, this is what people don't like. This is what their pleasures are. Oh, yes, we have pleasures. And anything that make that flesh feel good, we want to keep on doing it because we like the feeling of it. But you got to realize after the feeling goes away, you know, and after everything you have done in this body, amen, and you got the feeling of everything. But when it goes away, what does it leave you? What's there? What kind of consequences does it leave there? You know, a lot of people don't look at that. Just like if you start doing drugs, it might make you feel good, but look at the consequences. Look what it does. It makes some people steal, makes some people kill, lie, and rob, and do things they have no business doing for it. And it shouldn't make you do things like that. If it's good for you, amen, glory be to God. So God wants us, amen, he, when we get delivered, he wants to be free, amen. Don't keep coming in and out of the church and then wanting to be delivered, playing with God, because you're picking up demons. And the Bible said, you know what, you get seven more demons, wicked and wiser, than the first ones that you had. People don't realize when you keep playing with God, you in and out, and people keep, you keep getting delivered from something, let me tell you something, your state going to be worse than the first time you did something. And see, a lot of people don't realize that demons, they're going to be so many, they're going to be legion. Legion means for we are many. You're going to have so many demons, it ain't going to make no sense. When people come and playing with God, oh, yeah, as soon as somebody dies, we want to get saved. Soon as somebody feel like they sick on their deathbed, they want to get saved. Or something happened that they feel like it's a tragedy, they want to get saved. But as soon as they see the healing of God, the power of God raising that person back up, amen, they want to go right back to doing what they was doing, amen. But God already knows what you're going to do before you even do it. We can't fool God. He said every hair on your head is numbered. You can't make one hair white and one hair black. Amen. God knows everything about you. He said even when you was in your mother's womb, you. Amen. Glory be to God. So I don't know why people think they're fooling God. Oh, God, if you do this, God, you get me out of jail, Lord. God, if I win the lottery, Lord, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And we know he ain't going to do it. That's why James said you asking amiss. We have the wrong motives when we ask God something. You wonder why sometimes prayers are not being answered. Because God knows the heart when you already ask him. He know what you're going to do before you do it. You can't play God. God ain't somebody that you can play because you know you can pray out there in the streets. You can't play God. He made the heart. He know it. He made the ear. He can hear. He know everything about you. Amen. Glory be to God. So God wants us, amen, we put our hands to things, amen. He wants us to finish it. Because he that started a good work in you, he's able to complete it. God's not going to start something in you and then stop. If it stops, it's because of something that you're doing. God don't change. We change. Amen. The change is in us. Remember, he's the one that said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. God's a God, amen. He said, I'm a God that cannot lie. My man that I should repent. He ain't no liar. Amen. The devil is the father of all lies. He burst the lie. He made the lie. Amen. Glory be to God. He started that lie in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Back with Adam and Eve. Amen. Glory be to God. So we should already know who he is. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, the lust of him you will do. If your father is the devil, you'll do his lust. You'll do his will. But if your father is God, he said, you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. And let me tell you something. God's love sustains us. It keeps us. Amen. His love is unfailing. It's undying. Amen. It's omnipotent, Father. Glory be to God. And love can do anything that it needs to do. It can reach to the highest mountain. It can go to the lowest valley. Amen. It can give you strength from day to day. Amen. When you feel like you ain't got no strength. You feel like, Lord, I can't go no further, Lord. Lord, I'm tired. Amen. And then when you give that over to Jesus, Amen. He'll work it out while you're already figuring it out. Amen. Glory be to God. We cannot, amen, be more than what God is. Amen. Because he said he's a reward to them that diligently seek him. When you start seeking the face of God, amen, when you give up your will and say, not my will, but Lord, let your will be done. Amen. You will see God. Amen. You will see him, and you can, amen, he'll hear your prayers. Amen. Put away the finger. Stop talking about somebody. Sweep around your own back door. Get your house in order. Amen. Glory be to God. When we put away that finger, amen, we will start hearing from God. Amen. When we let God work on us, amen, and stop working on somebody else, amen. Say, it's me, Lord. Amen. That's what David said. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Stand in need of prayer. Amen. You know what David told God? He said, Lord, I sin against thee and thee only. Amen. He said, cleanse thou me of secret faults. Amen. Some of us got some faults, amen, that can't nobody see but God. Some of us got some faults that don't nobody know but God. But remember, he made the heart. He know, amen. Everything, amen, is visible to God. Amen. Everything is all knowing and all seeing to God. There's nothing hid from him because God is light. Amen. In him is no darkness. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. Amen. He is the light of men. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is everything. Amen. And what you want to be or whatever you need him to be. Amen. Glory be to God. You cannot, amen, say that you love God, amen, and not keep the commandments of God. I don't care how you know that Bible. You can know it from front to back. You can know it, amen, in Portuguese. You can know it in Chinese. You can know it in French. You can know it in Latin. You can know it whichever way you want to. Amen. Greek and Hebrew. But if you're not living what the word of God says, amen, you're not living at all. Amen. You don't start living till you start living in God. Amen. Some of us are walking dead. Amen. We're running around here thinking we're alive, but we're not alive. Amen. You're not alive till you're in God. Amen. Till you give, amen, your sins. Amen. Glory be to God. God said, I throw them in the sea of forgetfulness. I won't remember them no more. That means God won't keep bringing up your sins. He won't keep bringing up your background. He won't keep bringing up your past. People will bring up your past. They won't let it die. Amen. They won't let it go to bed. They won't put it to rest. But one thing about God, he said he'll throw it away. He won't even remember it. Amen. Because you become a new creature in Christ. Amen. That means you're not in the old man no more. That means the old things are passed away. All things is becoming new. That means giving you a new path to walk in. He's giving you, amen, a new way of living, amen, a new way of hearing, a new way of seeing things, a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit. He's going to give you new thoughts, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If we just give it to him, amen. If we just start, amen, resting in the Lord, amen. If we just start, amen, letting him, amen, be in our life, amen. Stop letting everybody else be in our life and put God in our life first, amen. Put him first, amen. You know what? We need to go to God. You know, to God in prayer. You know, we don't even go to God in prayer. We go to everybody else but God. We go to counselors. All that money people be paying the counselor, all they're doing is knowing your business. Ain't nothing they can do about it. They're not praying about it. They're not going to God about it. All they're doing is pocketing your money about it. That's all they're doing. Or look at God. He's, you know what, he's the mediator between you and his Father. You know what, he's sitting up there pleading your cause. Like David said, 35th Psalm, plead my cause, O Lord. Fight against them to fight against me. Strive with them to strive with me. Take hold of shield and buckler, stand up for mine help. Draw out the spirit of those that persecute me, for you are my salvation. People don't think of that God like that. But David, he went to God. He was a psalmist, amen. And he loved God, amen. And he was a man after God's own heart, not because that he never made a mistake, not because, amen, that he was perfect, amen, but because he acknowledged his sins. That's why the Bible said, we acknowledge him in all our ways. He direct our paths, amen. David didn't try to put his sins on nobody else. He said, Lord, I sin against thee and thee only, amen. Hallelujah. You know, and that's how God wants us to be. He wants us to be real with him. Amen. He wants us, amen, when we talk to him, when we go to him in prayer, he wants us to come to him believing that he is. Amen. He wants us to come, amen, and we tell him the truth in our heart. Amen. And not backbiting with our tongue. Amen. And when we come to him, he wants us to be upright in heart. Amen. Oh, thank you. He don't want us to come with our hearts. Amen. Or, you know what? Circumcised. Take that foreskin off your heart, amen. Take that off your heart, amen. And let God circumcise your heart, amen. Let him take that foreskin off your heart. That's what's coming up there that God, amen, wants to do in you, amen. Hallelujah. Because God, amen, he's a God, amen, of everybody. It ain't just certain people. He said there's no Jew, no Greek, no bond, no free in him. Amen. Glory be to God. We all God's children. Amen. We're supposed to be the children of light, not of darkness. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for your listening this morning. We have Bible study 7:15 on Tuesday, Sunday school, 10 a.m., worship 11 a.m. Amen. Also, we have Family and Friends Day every fourth Sunday. We thank God, amen, for all those, amen, that's listening, amen, that's being supportive. Also, we have other programs. We will, amen. Get to those with you. My anniversary will be May 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Amen. We ask you to come and attend. Come, amen, and help celebrate, amen, Jesus with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, for being whom you are. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you, Lord, for this a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our coming in, our going out, our laying down, our getting up. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything, Father. We thank you for our trials, our tribulations. We thank you for the good and the bad, for all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Father, we thank you, Lord, for touching our body this morning. We thank you, Lord, for opening up our eyes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our right mind, Lord Jesus. We thank you for food on our table, clothes on our back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting us see another day of new mercy. Amen. For had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we'd be, Father. And Father, we thank you for we look to the hills from which cometh our help, God. Our help cometh from you. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. You are the ancient of days, Father. You're the wonderful counselor, the prince of peace, the great I am. Hallelujah. You are, amen, the rose of Sharon, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Hallelujah. You're Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. You're blessed, redeemer, the living word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord. God, we thank you for being all these things and more, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And remember, amen, we thanking God for all those, amen, that's listening. And again, we want to give a shout out, amen, amen, to Sister Jenny and Sue's niece, amen, for getting married today. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible says it's a good thing when a man finds a wife. Amen. For he finds favor with God and man. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are wishing you a happy marriage. Amen. Glory be to God. And all those that went with y'all, we ask God to thank you for taking you down there safe and going to bring you back safe. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And remember, I love you and you can't do nothing about it.